Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is reportedly easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time, and I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not. Because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your home computer, but it's going to be coming to your phone via text, your mobile phone, that is. And with this, you can plan out every facet of your day. But what Civil Dispatch does unbidden, based upon your locale, is they're going to let you know about all things that you can't possibly imagine that there's no way to plan for, man-made or Mother Nature. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. One of the things... One of the things about gun controllers that I find perpetually amusing is the conclusions that they draw. Based on who knows what. Some of these don't even use the very maligned "for the children" phrase. Sometimes when I'm reading some of the stuff, my first thing, because I have no hair, you know, I'm follically challenged and I shave off what I got left. My first impulse when I'm reading some of the things that some of these folks say is to wrap my head in duct tape just to keep it from coming apart. Now, one of their big arguments they put out there is about concealed carry. And, you know, it comes from, it's repeated by everyone. Concealed carry doesn't stop mass shootings. There aren't any examples of mass shootings where a concealed permit holder citizens stopped the mass shooting. Now, if you read that, if you read it slowly and move your lips, if you mouth the words while you're reading it, if you concentrate really hard, you'll detect the broken logic. And that flaw boils down to something like this. Is if someone is there to stop or even disrupt a mass shooting, the event never has a chance to become a mass shooting in the first place. This is the whole point about the benefit of prevention, like, say, if Anthony Weiner's mobile phone provider were to block texts coming from that and suspend his Twitter account. Now, if you buy into that exact same logic construct... That would mean that the Cold War failed. The whole point of the Cold War strategy of mutually assured destruction is to prevent either side from throwing a preemptive nuclear missile haymaker. If you decided to evaluate the success of the mutually assured destruction strategy by counting the number of nuclear wars, then you would be well qualified to calculate unemployment numbers for the government. It might go something like this. Coming from the same folks now. Who are they? Well, they are the moms demand alimony from tyrannical little elitist socialist males with Napoleon complexes. That's not mine, by the way. That's Bob Owens. He's the one that put that together. But they would say something like this. The Cold War, our Cold War strategy sucked. You can't name a single example of a nuclear war that was ended by the Cold War strategy. Now, go get me a copy of the New York Times. Most studies define mass shootings as events where more than four people are killed deliberately in a single incident at a single location. Unless you develop the number using Common Core math, in which you might get an answer of minus 17.9 apples. But stick with me, because the logic becomes a little more complex. If a killer is stopped before they manage to harm four or more people, then it's not a mass shooting. But remember, there's a couple of things very key to that little phrase. If they're stopped, someone's like a concealed carry permit holder is on the scene to disrupt the shooter's plans, then they never get the opportunity to harm four people. So the offense is not qualified or classified as a mass shooting, and like nuclear wars that never happened, those don't factor into Emperor Mikey and Queen Shannon's statistics. The whole point of concealed carry is so that a first responder to an event, and that would be you, not the police, have the right and responsibility to protect themselves, rather than allow a homicidal maniac to proceed with their plans uninterrupted. An armed first responder, and once again, that's you, can disrupt the event as soon as it starts, so it never has the opportunity to become a mass shooting. It's really not. It's not that complicated. Disruption is a very important concept in something like this. Something sheeple don't understand that mass shooters are not highly trained Delta Commando Paraspetsnaz SEALs. They're psychopathic killers, but in terms of tactical skill, well, they don't have the tactical capability of a Cub Scout. They rely on docile and unarmed target environments in order to succeed. Slowly swimming fish in the barrel. You don't need special tactics to disrupt a mass killing plan. And disrupt is the key word. That's all it takes. Disruption may in fact stop a killer cold, or it may slow and delay their plan. Both are better scenarios than allowing them to continue uninterrupted. You don't have to look. I mean, it's not hard to find examples where armed citizens did, in fact, stop or prevent mass shootings. And the key word here is prevent. As the whole idea is to keep a criminal event from ever becoming a mass shooting in the first place. Like Dr. Lee Silverman. He stopped a mass shooting. It went from a mass shooting to attempted murder. Murder, perpetrator shot. Clackamas Mall, Nick Melly. A week after Sandy Hook, we have a guy at Clackamas Mall that wants to be a spree shooter too, so he too can get some good publicity. Nick Melly draws his gun, a simple Glock 22, facing an AR. Vastly outgunned. When the shooter saw an armed Mr. Melly, he ran into a stairwell and ended his own life with a final shot. He claimed two innocent lives and was surely going to cause a tragedy of epic proportions. But a young man, a citizen on the scene, disrupted the shooter's plans. Didn't fire once. Mass shooting prevented. Clackamas is a perfect example of the benefit of armed citizens. Mall customers, armed or unarmed, were the first responders. Our citizen first responder only had to disrupt the killer's plan to save the day. It was that simple. So like mutually assured destruction, which was our doctrine for the longest amount of time, concealed carry is about prevention and disruption. It's not going to stop everything. Police don't stop everything. Nobody can stop anything. Low-info voters, all these laws they propose, not going to stop nothing. You can disrupt it, though. You can disrupt it. If any of that makes sense to you, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms. Precision technology for the modern warrior.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
More pounding from the blunt object.
All right, welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Shout out to Al Valente. Al has wrist issues, and he heard me talking about the Willow MD. And for the listeners of the show, if you go to my website and click on their banner, you can buy the Willow for free shipping. Saves you about $20. He's got himself a Willow inbound. And he's... That's mine chirping right there. And he's going to work on his wrists. And Al, if you listen to this later on, let me know how that goes. It's going to go well. It's going to go well. I've treated my hands and my knees with the willow, and I've had great results with that. The ex-wife of the psychiatric patient that was shot 3 times by "Let me ignore this stupid gun-free zone" signed Dr. Lee Silverman has words of thanks for Dr. Silverman. I'm quoting her. I just wanted to meet the doctor and thank him. Her name is Kimberly, she said it in her Philadelphia suburb. "I am not saying I wish he had killed him. I would never feel that way about anyone, but a world where my ex is not around will be a much safer world. He has been in and out of trouble for 20 years, and if he hasn't been rehabbed by now, he never will be. I hope he never gets out of prison. We will all be in trouble if he does. He has never been stable. He is very unpredictable. He could be the nicest person in the world talking with you, and then suddenly he would get that look of evil in his eye, and he would put a knife to your throat." Kimberly, you ever think about shooting him yourself? Richard Plotz pulled a .32 revolver and executed caseworker Teresa Hunt after arguing about the Mercy Healthcare System's no guns policy, and then opened fire on his doctor. And I don't know if this is correct or not, but Dr. Silverman ducked for cover behind his desk and pulled a .32 semi-automatic, firing it over the desk until it ran dry, hitting Plotz 3 times. No wonder he's not dead. Other hospital employees then tackled the wounded Plotz and disarmed him. Plotz had 39 additional rounds of ammunition in his pockets, and authorities suspect that he intended to murder both Hunt and Silverman as part of a rampage through the hospital. I saw a picture of Dr. Silverman. He got shot in the thumb and grazed in the head, and he's got a big bandage on his thumb, and he's got a big bandage on his head. Now, That's an interesting segue, okay? Because one of the trends amongst concealed carriers is to look for the pocket pistol. Now, pocket pistol is sort of a straightforward term; it leaves very little to the imagination. Although it is important to remember that pockets come in all sizes and more than one place. You can, you know, depending on what kind of pants or shorts you're wearing: hip pocket, back pocket, cargo pants, thigh pocket. And don't forget jacket pockets. That's where the majority of small handguns were carried for the better part of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The only limitation today is to trying to figure out what caliber you're going to be most comfortable with, whether it's a 380 or a 9 or a 40 cal or a 45, 357 SIG, 10mm, EIEIO, it just goes on and on. Now, carrying a pocket pistol for self-defense isn't limited to pocket holsters. And if you're going to carry one in your pocket, put it in a pocket holster. Please. Please. Put something over the trigger. The trigger guard. Cover the trigger guard, please. That same gun will easily fit into a belt holster. There are people that make them all the time. Inside the waistband and an ankle holster. Carrying a gun, your underlying consideration is finding the handgun and caliber that's going to work best for you, regardless of the carry method. Then you fit the carry method to the gun that you pick that works best for you. So, here's a little primer about the, you know, finding the right subcompact auto pistol to fit your personal defense needs. The first one has to be ease of carry. After it's met the common sense requirements of ease of use and sufficient lethality, there's an easy way to figure out, you know, how easy it's going to be to carry. Lay the gun down on the table and see if you can cover it entirely with your open hand. Now, hand sizes vary, and that is very, and that's very important. If you can cover the gun, you can easily hold it, and if your hand fits into your pocket, so will the gun. Now, this isn't to say a slightly larger pistol won't work, as some clothing has larger pockets. But every compromise is going to add to the complexity of concealment. This is not a target pistol that you're picking out. It's a your last option in a life-threatening situation, and usually under the worst circumstances at a very close distance. You're going to have to decide between single action and double action. Now, double action, or double action only, for that matter, is one of the safest designs for concealed carry, but it also demands more effort to shoot because the trigger has the double duty of both cocking and firing the gun. Single action only, think 1911 type guns, which comprises the majority of small caliber models, use a manual safety that has to be released before the gun will fire. And the only exception here being is Glocks and Smith & Wessons and that type of gun. The advantage with either is that a single action only is already cocked and the trigger pull is substantially less. It's going to be easier to fire the first shot, making it easier for the majority of people to fire the weapon accurately. With a Glock type safety system, the striker is pre-tensioned, meaning that the trigger pull is going to feel the same every time you pull the trigger. First time, 15th time. Those fundamental operating methods apply to every caliber of semi-automatic pocket pistol. Chamberings. 380 ACP is the most popular because they are small and easy to carry. Capacity is usually 6 rounds in the magazine plus 1 chamber. You can get ammunition like Hornady Critical Defense or Federal Premium Defense, Personal Defense Low, or a Spear Gold Dot. This is coming out at a higher velocity and greater stopping power than the older traditional rounds that used to go into the 380. And using that ammo, these guns are nearly as effective as most of today's 9mm pocket pistols. If you're interested in looking at the 45, lots of options out there in subcompacts today, like the XDS, as an example, if you will. Carr makes a very small 45. There's lots of people making small 45s now. Capacity is usually limited, however, with a bigger caliber. In this particular case, we're talking like 5 plus 1. If you're proficient with a larger caliber, if you can shoot a 45 out of one of these little guns, well, 45 ACP is a reliable stopper. Stops most people. We will get to the last point of that whole conversation when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I cannot.
All right, welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. When we last left off, we were talking about pocket pistols, and we got into the last part of it. But let's reiterate the first two parts. Ease of carry, that's very important when you're trying to pick out what you're going to run. Chamberings, how many rounds is it going to carry? Single action versus double action, how does it operate? And then last but not least, of course, is carry options. Once you've decided upon a pistol that fits your needs and capability, you're going to have to decide how to carry it. Pocket pistols offer a variety of options. The thing about a pocket pistol, though, if you stick it in your pocket, they're sort of not as accessible when you're sitting as when you are standing. Then there's the, there's the belt holster. And one of the things about the pocket pistol, now, this is only going to apply to the people watching on the video feed, which is, you know, watching the radio show. There's an iPhone and there's a Samsung Galaxy Note. Phones are getting bigger. They make a holster that's called a Sneaky Pete, which looks like a mobile phone carrier. And with the advent of the phablet, if you will, these are actually becoming a little more valid. as phones continue to get bigger. On your belt is accessible. In a pocket when sitting is not accessible. These are things you have to consider when you're looking at this. Even if you're short-waisted and maybe even a little heavy, the gun will fit comfortably most of the time. It allows quick access standing or sitting, and it will be easily covered up by a shirt or jacket. Next to that, the most unobtrusive means of concealed carry is the, you know, carrying it in a pocket. Unless you're sitting, that has to be part of your consideration. Now, the other practical option that is foolproof for concealment is inside the waistband. Inside the waistband is a demanding way to carry. Okay? If you go out and you buy pants, men, you know this. Ladies, you should know this too. If you go out and buy pants, you either have got to buy them, if you're going to carry inside the waistband, okay? You got to buy them with some sort of elastic in the waistband, or you got to buy them about 2 inches bigger than you normally would wear. Because sticking a gun in a holster, not, you know, I'm not talking about the so-called Mexican carry where you just stick it in your belt, that takes up space. And in the name of comfort, a lot of people, the designs on inside the waistband holsters are getting bigger. If you think about Nate Square Tactical or Cross Tack or Cross Breed or any of those, they all have basically sewed, you know, attached to the back of a Kydex shell to hold the gun in place, a placemat from your dining room table, and that's what's actually touching you. Of course, it's actually cut into a tactical shape. And that is also taking up space. Then you have the clips and everything else. So when you stick that inside your waistband, the same pants that you wear that you look stunning in are not going to work anymore. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be cutting into you. It places your entire gun between your body and your pants waist. Now, if you're trimming, fitting tight and all that other stuff right now, that's not going to be an issue. But when you start deducting your own physical limitations, and folks, we come in all shapes and sizes. If you don't look in the mirror and say, I am an Adonis, don't worry about it. Lots of people feel the same way. Yours truly included. Sometimes the inside of the waistband can be the most uncomfortable holster at all. One thing that I have just discovered from G-Code is something called the Incog, which is a Kydex holster that fits inside the waistband, but they cover it with a fuzzy covering. They call it the tactical fuzz. And between your body and your belt, if you have the belt adjusted right, and a good belt is very important as well, but between your body and the belt, you have that fuzz, so you don't have that hard, I mean, it is... You have to adjust your belt to where it is comfortable when you're walking because you've got a hard Kydex shell. The thing about it inside the waistband holster is, can you reholster the gun? Now, Nate Squared Tactical, as an example. Their original holster just had an elastic, one-size-fits-all holster part, if you will. And to reholster it, you had to take the whole holster off and then stick the gun in it and then stick the holster back on. Now they make one called the Pro, which has a plastic shell that you can reholster in. But reholstering is very important. Now, outside the waistband in a holster, you're not going to have that issue. It will reholster quite easily. Inside the waistband, not always the case. Just a few things for you to consider as you're out there making that important. You know, tax-free weekend is coming up. When you go out and you buy that back-to-school gun, you need to be thinking about, well, I just got an email from Apple about the tax-free weekend coming up. So while you're buying a MacBook Pro and a 380 semi-automatic pocket pistol, bear all those things in mind. Because just like buying a computer, buying a gun, is carrying a gun is more than just buying the gun. You've got to buy a few other things that goes with it. Coming up on the next break, but I gotta Every Town for Gun Safety has put out this ad. And the thing about the ad was it's supposed to show why guns are so bad, of course. And it's an ex-husband coming into the house and killing his ex-wife, basically. And if you watch the ad, it sort of shows you why a woman should be carrying a gun. But let me give you a quick play-by-play of the video. It shows a woman desperately calling 911 for police as her abusive ex-husband stands on the porch demanding to be let in. She does have a restraining order on him, but that's just a piece of paper. It is no defense against the obviously angry man demanding to be let in the house. So, tired of waiting, he kicks in the front door and attempts to snatch the couple's son. Unarmed and defenseless, she vainly tries to stop the much larger man. He turns on her and puts the child down and pushes her away. He draws a pistol from his coat pocket as she cowers in fear. And then just like that, she's gone, dead before she hits the floor. The bullet that strikes her in the left eye blows out the back of her skull in a spray of blood and bone before embedding in the wall behind her. Her screaming son is shocked into silence, unable to comprehend the sudden deafening concussion of the shock of a bullet fired indoors, and why mommy has become a rag doll with a big pool of blood spreading out underneath her. Sadly, in real life, that child would not have to live with the horror of what he witnessed beyond a few more tortured seconds. Quite often, the abusive parent will then kill their children and then take their own lives, making the tragedy complete. It completes the trifecta. Now, when we come back, I'm going to give you an alternative storyline. I'm going to give you the ad that would play if I were writing it. Because this does happen. And what Bloomberg has done, what Everytown has done, inadvertently, is hilarious. You know, she's on the phone with the police. Okay. Doesn't that back up what I say, that 11.11 minutes? I've often said a restraining order is not going to stop anything. Well, that proves that point, too. And then she tries to take him on hand-to-hand. And she's already outmatched, and he introduces a gun into it. So when we get back, I'll give you my alternative timeline, my alternative storyline, if you will. Think of the storyboard being set up. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIGuns.com.
STI, the surgery firearms at the highest level.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same.
Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's Supernatural Silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, Supernatural Silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
All right. Welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Right before the break, I was telling you about this ad that's airing from Every Town for Gun Safety, where they inadvertently show why a woman needs a gun. Of course, she doesn't have one. And she dies. And then it becomes fantasy because I guess the dad is just there and just wants a son. Normally when that does happen, if you've gotten to the point where you're going to kill your ex-spouse or ex-girlfriend, you have a child, well, the child's going to die too, and then you're going to do yourself. But that's all beside the point. Here's an alternative timeline, if you will, of the ad that I would write. Same opening scene, woman desperately calling 911 for police as her abusive ex-husband stands on the porch demanding to be let in. But then as the camera pans down, you'd find out, you'd see it, one of those open pressure safes already sitting there on the counter, and she's got in her other hand a loaded 9mm pistol that she learned to use in the NRA's Refuse to Be a Victim
and personal protection in the home course. She already knows, looking at it laying on the counter beside the safe, that the restraining order is just a piece of paper. It is not going to be of any physical defense against the obviously angry man demanding to be let in the home. The police are 8 minutes away, and that's the close one that hasn't been contacted yet. He kicks in the front door. She drops the phone and sweeps her son behind her with her left arm as she raises the 9mm pistol in her right. He screams in anger at her and attempts to charge her, and she fires. He stops with a stunned expression on his face, wilting to the floor, breathing shallow, ragged breaths. He doesn't speak and simply glowers at her with hate-filled eyes until the spark behind them slowly begins to fade away. He loses focus and he slumps over on the floor. Moments later, when he draws that final wet, raspy breath, it is only then that she realizes that her son is crying in the corner, but he's alive. It will be several minutes before she hears the sound of approaching police sirens, and it's going to be years before she truly feels safe again. But she is alive, and her son is alive, and the man who had threatened both their lives is gone. Which storyline would you prefer? Do you prefer the Everytown story of the man who walked through a restraining order, who illegally had a gun, and murdered his estranged wife and child before committing suicide? Or do you prefer a mother empowering herself, exercising her constitutional right to self-defense, taking training on how to protect herself and son, and then actually putting that in play? Now, moms want you to send a message to your senators by sending a text, because, of course, if there were no guns, this couldn't happen. If he couldn't get a gun, he's not going to look at the flower pot that's very heavy, full of water, and think about bashing her head in with it, or going and getting a kitchen knife and slitting her from shoulder to hip. He's not going to do that, no. You can text SAFER to 877-877. Stop gun violence against women. You know, texting a senator has never saved a single life. Even their Facebook followers were wondering what kind of message this was. One Facebook follower said, "Why does the thought process steer to a woman having to arm herself? A shootout between two spouses with a child in the middle seems like a logical solution?" If someone has proven themselves violent to the extent that a restraining order was taken out, why should they be allowed to legally own a gun? Another one, Louis Lantieri, says, "My thought process takes guns out of the equation, period. Guns don't belong in a home with a violent offender or with children in it. Arming the endangered spouse only adds to the odds of anything ending in gun violence. The kid loses again." Well, well, some people start weighing in. "She needed a gun in that clip. 911 is useless. As soon as the door was kicked in, it should have been shot." Very confusing. For them, anyway. This did not exactly go the way they thought. Let's go to the phones. Ron in Missouri. Yes, sir.
I was wondering, in your ad there, I didn't hear you say he had a gun visible. That could present problems.
Well, in the ad that they originally...
Your ad.
My ad, well, my ad goes along, I only had a gun in the woman's hands. He didn't pull the gun in the original ad copy until after the woman started shoving him around.
But I think you may want to have some way that she's seen he either had a gun, you know, on him or something, because I could see, you're right, but I could see some departments really going after this woman while he didn't have any visible weapons, you see what I'm saying?
I do, but, you know, they do have, in this ad, they do have the restraining order, and any way you want to cut it, if you're knocking on the door angry and then you kick it in, I think they may look at that and say, he may have been violating his restraining order.
Yeah, but you could see some of...
In certain locales, yeah, they would go after the woman hook, line, and sinker, yeah.
And that's why I think if you modify your ad, just say he had a gun... Or, you know, something, you know, refer to him having somehow some weapon or something that she really, you know. Cause around here in the St. Louis area, Jennifer Joyce, our wonderful prosecutor downtown, the woman is just crazy. And she would actually probably put the woman in jail and take her son away to DFS. And then 20 years later, well, she probably was right after the kid's grown and she's been 20 years in jail and... So
I certainly hope that would not be the case.
Well, you might want to look up some history of Jennifer Joyce Hayes over
Jennifer
there.
Joyce Hayes, okay.
Oh, we've had some strange cases where she's just gone wacky, and they keep reelecting her every year. I mean, she's probably been there a good 15 to 20 years easily.
She sounds a little bit like Angela Corey, who prosecuted the Zimmerman Martin case.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. I don't live in the city of St. Louis. I moved out 30-something years ago, and... I don't say I won't move back because you never know what things will happen, but in my mind, I would do everything and possible never to move back into that city again. Anyway, that's my 2 cents worth.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Getting ready to flip it to the next hour. I don't know that it's necessary. You know, I guess if I know somebody's outside the door pounding, trying to get in, and they got a gun, I'm not even going to let him get to the kick in the door in part. I haven't quite figured out that part of it at my house, because my house has metal doors. They look like wooden doors. I guess I would have to employ the 10 millimeter. That should make an entry and exit wound through the door. Yes, that definitely did not go the way every town intended. They were not looking for that. Probably, there's probably a director out there right now being told by Bloomberg, you're never going to work in this town again. More unemployment. Let's flip into the next hour on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.